Blog Talk Radio.
And welcome to the Diva on Days of Our Lives. This is our 595th podcast. It's in our 15th anniversary is coming up in August. Which blows my mind. And that's a lot of commitment. 15 years. Holy crap.
Wow. That's when you started the blog, right? Did you start the blog then or was 15... that before? Yeah.
That was before. Yeah. So no, the podcast is younger than the blog. So...
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so follow us here on Blog Talk Radio, so that way you'll get notifications when we're going to appear live. You can also basically hear the rerun on Spotify and iTunes. Usually they pop up Sunday morning. So we're recording it Saturday live at 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And like I was telling Jen before the show, this is like way beyond my pastime, and it's time for me to go to sleep. So, you can follow me on Twitter at Diva Abdul, and we have Jenny here tonight.
Hi, I'm at REXJDK at Twitter.
And we have Marianne here.
Hi. Yes, you can find me at Mama underscore Hooch on Twitter.
And Miss Anna comes in.
Hello, currently driving, but I, you can find me at Kazi Hooch on Twitter and Instagram, and it's super exciting, I say with a bland voice raise. No, but anyway, so follow me there.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'll but mostly be listening.
Okay, just be careful. We don't want you getting pulled over again.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or an accident.
That can't happen again. That was the reason why I'm being very careful. I'm actually parked right now. But,
oh, good.
But I will be listening, and hopefully there will be points where I can interject.
Let's start off with the news that Teo kind of broke this week. Marianne, you want to discuss Teo's interview?
Yes, he had an interview. It was a soap opera news came out in the interview, and they were asking him about going back to days into Miss Tony and Anna, whatever, and he said more or less it came out that he was done with days and he has all these other projects and he's moving on. Because there's been there's all kinds of changes been coming up, and honestly, he has not heard. He hasn't been on in a year either. You know, him and Anna, they have not been on. The last time they appeared on screen was last May. And he still has not heard anything. And of course, like what they're even filming now, even if he would have heard something now, he wouldn't be on till like the end of the year. So you're looking at going on almost 2 years now, and been like no contact or nothing. So he has all kinds of other projects, and he's having a book signing. He's doing a TV show, I think, out there in LA. Yeah, and he's going to be talking about different things. I think he might even do maybe a cooking thing or something.
Oh, wow.
And yeah, but anyway. So when it came out, it does sound like that he's that he's quitting, he's done, and I don't know. A lot of people, if that's what it sounded like, even told him that's what it sounded like. But he says then somebody, in fact, it's one of his fans, Stacy, put out there that she was sad that this was a final thing or whatever, and he says, well, nothing's final. He replied to her. And he says, nothing's final. So then Soap Opera News also, there's another article now. They wrote another one because I think they're confused because they said, well, he's saying it's not final. So that's kind of where we're at now. And he's, you know, kind of stirring up things maybe. I don't know. But that's just his true feelings. And actually, he's going to be on the Diva on May 20th at 8 o'clock Eastern, 5 o'clock Ooh. Pacific. So maybe he'll talk about that then. And, you know, he said at the time he was just expressing his feelings at the time when the question was asked. And, you know, the way he said it, I think he feels like he's done with Days. Because they mm-hmm. haven't contacted him. And another one of his fans, Jan, out there, she put it pretty well when she said it was he really didn't quit Days. Everyone's saying he's quitting Soaps and Days, that he really didn't quit Days, that Days quit him.
Yep.
So,
mm-hmm.
yeah.
That makes
so
sense.
So there's a lot, and it is, a lot of the Day sites and other social media sites have picked Soap Opera News's interview up with him, and so it's been posted everywhere, and there's a lot of comments. There's overwhelmingly more positive comments, just a small group of negative comments, which, you know, everybody has their haters.
Yeah, so, trolls.
Yeah. Yeah, and that's just a small group that is happy that, oh, like they don't want to see him back and everything. But right now, like, the demurs are almost non-existent. And
yeah.
I don't know if it's this writer just doesn't know how to write for the demurs or just doesn't want to write for them anymore because really they're nothing like they were,
yeah.
Not even EJ. So I don't know. So we'll find out. Hopefully we can – maybe he'll discuss it more when he does our show on
yeah.
Monday. And he's also there. He's also will be promoting. He's having a book signing at Barnes & Noble at the Grove.
Oh, what's
and like
the Grove?
I said, the Grove is in L.A.
Oh, okay.
It's like a shopping area out there in
oh,
L.A.
Okay.
And it's at that Barnes & Noble. And, I think, and then the next day is when he's doing this TV show that's out there. I think it's like a talk show type of a thing. The name of it is just like, you know, I can't remember it off the top of my head. But so he has that. Plus, I think he's working on a second podcast. He has his podcast and he has a second.
Yeah, that's good.
I think he's working on a second. So, yeah, he doesn't just do acting. He has to, like I said, you know, when they're not calling you for work, you got to find other ways. You know, everyone has to,
yeah.
you know. He's like everyone else, he has to make a living too. You know, he's not getting any income from working on, you know, Days hasn't called him. So he does have a lot of other things going on. But, yeah, I think it's just a lot of disappointment. And that, you know, he's been on the show for, what, over 40 years? 40-some years?
Yeah.
Something like
yeah.
that. So, yeah. So that's, I think it's a lot of things, you know. Way he answered the question, way they asked the question, and it did make it seem final. So we'll see. So that's what's happening. He's out there on the internet now. So you know, we'll see. And he's getting all kinds of positive feedback. So hopefully that'll get back to the, you know, powers that be there. We'll see what happens.
Are they still with the replacement writers?
You know what? I don't know. I think Ron's, what we're seeing now?
Yeah.
That I'm not sure.
Because this ruined up the past.
You can see some, when the other writers were there, some things weren't making sense.
Yeah.
You know, how they did the stories. But what were you referring to that they messed up anything
this
in particular?
The Godin storyline?
Oh, okay, with Constantine.
Steve
yeah.
was right there in the middle of that storyline.
Oh,
and
yeah.
And
he was
shocked at a pagoda, which hypnotized John.
Okay.
It's like, really? You were in the middle of that storyline.
Mm-hmm.
That's when Benji came in.
Oh, okay.
Oh.
Okay. So, yeah, I don't know. These writers, I don't know when they, you know, when they came in, when they come out. So, just, I don't know.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
And Maggie wasn't involved in it, but she knew about it. And
oh,
like,
okay.
She's shocked. It's like, really?
Yeah, the whole thing with the card, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, well. So, well, that's all I have about Teo, so that's enough, I guess. So we'll
yeah,
see.
I mean, yeah,
if anybody
I don't blame
wants
him.
Any comments, yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, I don't blame him for feeling the way he feels. I mean, you know, when he's not on screen for 2 years, what's
mm-hmm.
he supposed to think, you
yeah.
know?
Yeah, right. He's, like, been underused and not appreciated and, like, he doesn't hear anything, you know, so, yeah. He might as well. He feels yeah. like he has to quit soaps because, you know, they're not coming after him, so he has to
yeah.
find other things to do. And
oh, absolutely.
And I don't know why people are shocked. Like, they haven't – have you noticed you haven't seen him for – I don't know if people realize how long he hasn't been on.
Mm.
And nobody was questioning it. So, I don't know, but
– yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and the thing is, too, I don't understand some of the decisions going on. Like, why would you mm-hmm. not have, you know, two beloved characters back, but you're going to write in the character, I guess, Xander's mother, who Houston, I thought I was under the impression
mm-hmm.
she was dead. So she came
yeah.
back to life, apparently.
Yeah.
You know, they never really said much about Xander's family, right? I don't know.
No.
Just that
no.
he
no.
was one of Victor's brother's kids.
Yeah, that was Victor's nephew. Right.
Yeah.
But then he had a different last name. So why did he have a last name as Cook instead of Kyriakos if it was one of Victor's brothers? I never understood that either.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know. I didn't know if, like, maybe he was adopted. Or do you think that he's going to end up being the Constantine's wife?
Maybe.
Is really had an affair with Victor? You know, we know
maybe.
Xander's Victor's son. And is that somehow tied in with why Constantine hates Victor? I don't know.
Could
he
be.
Hasn't said that. Yeah. There's a reason that they're bringing in Xander's mother. Will it turn out to be Constantine's wife?
Mm.
And I'm thinking the daughter's still alive, too. I don't know. I don't know. Yeah, and they're making up, new characters, younger. I know we have to have younger characters, which is fine, like the teens.
Yeah.
I mean, and I'm not, I think, I like Tate. I like this new Tate. I think he's good.
Mm-hmm.
I think Holly's good. I mean, she's grown on me. She's a good cast for casting as Nicole's daughter.
Yeah.
I even
yeah,
like the two new, yeah, the two, what, Sophia? And the other, the boy that just came on.
Yeah.
I forget his name. But, yeah, they seem okay, too. But still use, you know, still use your veteran actors. But that's
yeah.
what they're doing. They bring, you know why? They're bringing in the younger ones because they're a lot cheaper, for one thing.
Yep, and it's summer's coming.
Yeah. To pay, yes. Yeah, and also, yeah, that too. But I don't know. Even Chad's not at Demare anymore. He's more
no.
Horton.
No.
He's
a Horton.
Yeah, he's a Horton. He's not even EJ, although he's, you know. I think they should just put Rita in charge.
Yes.
Yeah.
Let Rita run it.
Don't you love it? She should be on more.
Rita and Chin.
Yeah.
Chin.
Oh,
yeah,
you mean the father
Rita this week.
Yeah.
No, Rita? Was she on this week?
No.
I don't think, no. That's a bunch of crap. Yeah.
No.
She was talking to EJ on the phone, though. She wasn't shown.
Well,
she might as well be the head of Demira. She's the only one that's working there steadily.
That's true.
Really?
It's yeah.
Sort of like on automatic pilot because of her, not anybody else. That's my two cents.
Yep, I totally agree. So, with the whole EJ thing, since we're talking about him, yes, mm-hmm. So he had Jude tested and turned out that Jude is not his kid. He is Eric's child. He had Rolf test him.
So
he's looks like he's going to keep the secret because he thinks Nicole will leave him for Eric.
Yeah. Which she would. Yeah.
Yes, she would.
She would. Yeah.
And, you know, I love Eric Hall, but I have to say, I still think this marriage with EJ, before not including what he's doing right now to her, has been her best marriage.
Yes.
You know?
Oh, yes. I like them together.
They're more similar.
Yeah.
And
yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Eric and Nicole just aren't similar enough, and I'm glad he did recognize this week. Eric did say he did try to apologize again for the way he treated Nicole for being so judgmental with her.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, but man, he's really letting shit fly with Sloan though.
Finally.
It's like he learned too much from what he did with Nicole.
Yeah,
so he doesn't want to rock the boat.
Yeah, he's pivoting in totally the opposite direction. It's not just, you know, she basically blew all their money and lied about it, and painted for a hotel room for Leo. Also, she has nothing to do with their kid. I mean, she's never with that baby, and she's constantly making excuses to leave.
Yeah.
And I don't know why he's never called her up on that.
Were you surprised that she let Nicole hold the baby?
Oh, yeah.
She says, can you hold the baby?
It's like,
oh, okay. Of course, then EJ sees her with the baby. So he's, you know.
Yeah.
Yep.
So I wonder how she finds out. Do you think that letter, I still say that letter in that safe.
Yeah.
Does everybody forget about that letter? Why did they do that? Why did they have Sloan switch and then pick up the wrong envelope? Because she thinks she destroyed the one that said that Eric's the father, but it's not. It's in the safe unless Nicole gets in there somehow for something and reads it.
Yeah.
It's the only thing I can think of.
I don't know. I think Leo might spill the beans again because, I mean, he shot and missed, basically.
Yeah.
He gave...
But Leo doesn't know it's Eric's.
Yeah, Leo doesn't know.
Oh, that's
know.
True.
Yeah, I mean, he knows she stole the baby, but yeah, no.
But he still knows it's Nicole's baby. So.
Yeah.
Right. Oh, yes, yes. Yeah. No, maybe he will.
Yep. Okay. So, with the Maggie's thing, so... Marlena basically did hold an intervention with John and Steve, and I'm kind of glad they didn't explain the whole story to her, really. We just kind of fast-forwarded till the ending, and she said Constantine messed with the wrong redhead.
Yeah.
So,
I think Maggie's going to go to the dark side.
Yay.
Yeah.
She's going to go full Kiriakis on him.
Yes. That Victor is going to come out, you know. Victor's influence or something, I don't know, yeah.
Well, I mean, and I really felt for her because, you know, I mean, even though she didn't love Constantine, she was still fond of him and saw him as a friend. And the fact that she feels like he was basically going to have her killed after they were married, I mean, that's got to be just a sickening feeling that someone could, you know, sit there and talk to you and live the same house as you and plot your death for money. You know, that's got to be devastating. And people do it. That's what's gross.
Yeah. All the datelines. Somebody.
Oh,
most of the dates. Yeah. It's either that or, of course, there's a triangle. You know, somebody.
Yeah.
You know, somebody's cheating, and have to, you know, instead of divorcing the person, we just have to kill them. So.
Yeah. They want that money.
Yeah. So. What I didn't understand, like Constantine, okay, if he, I know the, with the prenup, he was trying to get the prenup out of there, so saying like, okay, Maggie does, but if he, because she's supposed to give everything to Cher, but if she dies, how would he get the money? Because wouldn't all her wishes go to where, like with charity and stuff? I mean, she would, I guess whatever she had left would go to him as the spouse?
Yeah.
Okay, and that's the only way he could get it because she, I don't know, cause, but then what was the idea of destroying the prenup? I don't know.
Because
like
if there's no prenup, him being her husband,
right.
I think he would get everything.
He would get everything?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Because I know she did tell him about charity, right? She was giving a lot of money away.
And he flipped out.
Yeah, but not right.
Yeah,
He'd still get some, but not as much as he thought, I guess.
Yeah.
She wanted to include in Victor's children and grandchildren that he disinherited, too.
Oh,
yeah.
He really flipped out about that. Brady and Philip and,
So, he mentioned all their names. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, so, the thing is, though, a prenup, though, if she had a will, then basically, you know, it doesn't matter what the prenup said. They're going to follow a will, and if her will says she's leaving the money to all the kids, then Constantine can go pound sand. I mean, he could contest it, but you know, I don't think he would win in court because. You know, people would say, hey, she said several times it was a marriage of convenience, it was a green card marriage, there was no love there, marriage wasn't consummated, you know, and they weren't married for very long. I don't think a judge would award him money under those type of circumstances. And, yeah, I don't think it's going to make it that far, though. I have a feeling she's going to try to go through with the wedding, and he's going to either try to kill her right after the wedding, or I have a feeling he's going to end up being killed around the wedding.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah. I'm just hopefully this wraps up soon.
Another wedding gone wrong in Salem.
Like every other wedding in Salem.
Oh, just about, yeah.
Well, trust me, nuts when they actually have a wedding go all the way and it's actually a couple you care about and it's cheap and it's small and it's lame.
Yeah.
It seems like sometimes, when it's a couple you don't like and you know the wedding's going to blow up and, you know, someone's secret's going to be revealed, that always seems like they spend money on those weddings. It doesn't make any sense. Spend money on the non-romantic, you know, big reveal one, but not want to. I mean, geez, Johnny and Chanel got married in a hospital.
Yeah.
So.
And he didn't even invite his grandfather.
Yeah, he didn't invite anybody.
No.
And none of the mirrors
were there.
He didn't
invite anybody. Yeah.
Yep. I don't even know. Does Roman even know that Johnny got married?
I don't know.
Well, okay. So, and I wasn't paying attention to this. Someone can fill in the blanks about Ava and Harris found Gil's black book, and it's written in code?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
And there's blood on it.
And there's blood.
Uh-oh.
I think it's going to be Lee Shin's blood, right? Or did we see a promo for that? Or what, did that come out
yet?
Yeah,
okay. The promo came out.
Yeah.
Yes, obviously Lee comes back from the dead, as we saw him in pictures on set.
Unless he's haunting somebody.
I guess so, but I don't know. I think
that
alive.
Could be how Gabby gets out of jail. I don't know.
Yeah.
Because he's alive. Because she's coming back.
So did they do this whole storyline just to get an exit for Camila? I mean, I don't understand the point of killing off Leon and bringing him back. No one, you know, he wasn't really a fan favorite. I mean, he was okay, but he wasn't there that long.
Mm-hmm. So did Clyde kill Lee to blame it on Gabby so he'd have leverage with Stefan?
That's a good theory.
And then, of course, he did with Ava with Tripp, but that's the only thing, how is Clyde connected to Lee and what was, why? Yeah, that's the only thing I could think of, because he did, once Gabby went to jail, that's when he started blackmailing Stefan.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, so I don't know if that'll come out or no.
So where's Lee been, though, this whole time?
I don't know. That's a good question.
Probably in some lab.
Maybe Clyde's working with Rolf. I don't know. Maybe.
Oh, wow.
I don't know.
Oh, I know. Marianne, didn't you kind of think they were going to bring back Abby, too?
Yes, I did. It seems, doesn't it seem more and more like it? They're still talking about Abby. Abby, yes.
Yeah.
Abby.
Yeah. Does it seem like that to you?
I love Little Thomas. Boy, can that little kid act. And he's so cute. And he does look just like Billy Flynn.
Didn't you hear Jolie? She says he looks just like you. He does. It looks like he could be his son. So easy,
right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But usually when they have a wife come back from the dead, usually, though, the husband has moved on, and then there's a love triangle.
Yeah.
Right.
And we don't have that, because he's still not really dating Stephanie.
No. Nobody. Hmm. I don't know. I don't know if I heard that or I just got that feeling that she might be coming back. But I haven't seen really anything definite out there.
Question, ladies. There's a commercial, I guess it's some phone commercial, where the husband has the walls knocked out. Is that Abby?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's Kate Mancy. Yeah.
I thought so.
No, I didn't see that.
Yeah, that debuted during the Super Bowl. So she actually got a Super Bowl ad, so good for her.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Was she still in General Hospital, though?
Yeah, I thought so.
So I'm not sure which Abby would come back, if it would be Marcy Miller or Kate, you know,
Or maybe a brand new one.
Be the third one. Or I don't know, there's even more before that, though.
This
other.
Ashley Benson was before that.
Yeah,
I can picture her, yeah.
Oh, good God. I am just not a Marcy Miller fan. I never liked her. I thought she was good with the DID storyline. I thought she was great as Dr. Laura and Gabby, but she just sleepwalks through Abby. She really doesn't know how to do her at all. She's so freaking boring as Abby.
Yeah, well, I think Kate had better chemistry with Billy Flynn, too, a little bit.
Oh,
yeah.
For sure.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, Billy's kind of odd. He just, you know, I've always said he always had better chemistry with the boys. He always had better chemistry with Will and Sonny. They just had great little, you know,
romance.
He always just.
He did with Andre.
Mm-hmm.
I think it was Andre at the time. Yeah. Between him.
Yeah, he has no chemistry at all with Marcy Miller. Yeah. But the thing is, too, I think it's Marcy. But Marcy doesn't have chemistry with anybody.
No.
Mm-mm.
How about give him and Jada a try?
Oh.
Mm. Yeah. Oh, no. That's, I don't know if it's still working with Rafe. At least I still don't see it.
Yeah.
Although I'm liking Jada. I mean, I kind of,
yeah, me too.
Yeah.
I'm starting to like her more, but I don't know. Not with Rafe, though. I don't know.
No.
Yeah, since they've given her better material, she's really been bringing it.
Yeah.
But the whole Bobby thing, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, yeah, so speaking of Bobby, holy shit, Blake Barris is scaring the pants off of me.
Yep.
Oh, my gosh.
He is.
Oh, yeah.
This story on.
Yeah.
Holy shit.
Would think he would get an Emmy nomination down the line.
Oh, I hope something. So.
Oh, my God. Yeah. I hope so. I will campaign for him. I'll go out and protest.
No, it's that look, and it's just the way he just acts it and talks.
Jeez.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, you know, and I'd be scared to date him in real life.
Oh, yeah.
Psycho.
Yeah, really. Yeah.
He was in the pub with Stephanie, and she wasn't happy. He wrote a piece against Paulina, but he was just saying he was stating the facts.
Yep.
And I guess Stephanie isn't working for Paulina anymore. She's just working for the paper. I don't know. I still don't think a paper needs a PR person because they are legitimately a paper. But he kind of dismissed her, and she got up and left, and then he went up to the bar and hit on a woman. And he just had the most evil look on his face.
Well, when he was looking at the signature, I think he changed.
Oh,
yeah.
He totally got triggered. Yep.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
He went from Everett to Bobby.
Yeah, he sure did.
Yeah. You know, no one's as good as Erica Slazek, but he is damn close.
Was she like the first to have the? Was her? Oh, she did have like a DID or something, right? That her story.
Oh
line.
Yeah, she would play five characters at once.
Holy crap!
Wow.
Yeah. Check it out on YouTube. She was really good at it. I'm like, damn. I mean. At the time, I was only watching Days, and I was wondering how Eileen Davison lost to her that year. Then I saw the clips on YouTube. Oh, my God. She was really good at it.
What was that? I couldn't remember what show she was on.
One Life to Live.
It was One Life. Okay.
Yeah, Vicky.
Oh, okay. I couldn't remember the name. Okay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And Nikki was a riot. Nikki Smith.
So what was the name of her other alters then?
There was Vicky was the main one, Nikki Smith, Jean Randolph. Then in the 90s there was Princess. And there was also a guy. I can't remember the guy's name.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. She was like, wow.
I'll check that out. That sounds pretty cool.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So back to the Hortons. Julie was in the town square, and she was talking to Tom and Alice's plaque, and it was kind of nice too. She mentioned her mom and saying they were in heaven together, and I thought that was kind of sweet. But they really don't talk about Julie's mom too much.
Yeah, Addie, right?
So,
Yeah, they don't.
And then Paulina shows up, and she's all excited, and she's going to be with Chanel on Mother's Day, and then Johnny and Chanel are talking, and Chanel just does not have the energy for Paulina. And she's still kind of mad at her, and so Johnny canceled. Mm-hmm. And, of course, they said they were sick, and, of course, she shows up at the mansion and tries to take over.
Wrong, Paulina.
Yep.
Yeah, she's a force. She's
holy
a lot.
Shit.
Oh, yeah.
I don't blame Chanel. Yeah, really.
She's like a hurricane.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, I understand, too, because it does suck if you can't spend time with your kids on Mother's Day. But same time, too, I wouldn't be surprised if John and Chanel decide to, like, go live in a different country just to get away from Paulina a little bit.
Yeah.
You know. But I don't blame her, though, because that's always tempting. Like, you want to go and, you know, fix your kids' problems and be there for them.
Oh, and it's the guilt, too. You know, she's really feeling guilty.
Yeah.
Can I say something real quick about that? I didn't get to see most of the week, but I think it was Monday's episode when she and Johnny get back to the mansion and they're just sitting on the bed processing, you know, hey, they're going to have a baby, and they're excited, and then, oh my gosh, what's going to happen? I absolutely loved the lines that what Chanel said about that, was it Felicity, her little Down syndrome girl every day? I mean, I was tearing up. I was tearing up, and I just, that's not the way I thought the conversation was going to go. And I was just so touched. And so I just thought it was a beautiful scene. Those were beautiful scenes. And I don't know, I loved that. At least at this point, they're both thinking, well, you know, still our baby, no matter what happens, you know, we'll be there to love them and, you know, all that. I mean, I don't know where the storyline goes, but I just, you know, I would think if there's something seriously damaging to the baby that it would cause a miscarriage, but I don't know. But I hope everything's okay with them. I want a Johnny and Chanel baby. But
yeah.
That was the one thing I wanted to bring up tonight was just, I just loved how that scene was written. I loved how she performed it. It wasn't just like, oh, there's some girl with Down syndrome that comes by. She really conveyed, like, she's like, and when she's old enough, I'm going to hire her as soon as she's old enough to, you know.
Yes.
So it just really touched me. I just thought it was a beautiful. So anyway, that's all. I just had to share that.
Yeah. I thought the discussion between Johnny and Chanel about, I mean, it's a serious thing, and it's like different views and stuff. Like, she's trying to process, like, what's going to happen with the baby? Are we going to be able to take care of it if there's something wrong with it? So, there's a lot of different, and I thought it was handled well between her and Johnny trying to figure things out. And it's serious, and a lot of couples do have to go through that. And I like what Johnny said.
Yeah.
He said, it's your body, whatever you know, I will support you no matter what you decide. I mean, but they're going to try to decide together, and they're bringing out different points on both sides, which I thought, you know, was good, like she did with, you know, she knows the baby that had Down syndrome, and, you know, And they have, I guess, at no point, I guess they can't tell until the baby's born. I don't know how they usually can do tests, ultrasounds, and nowadays they can tell, like, ahead of time. But I know it's for the plot with the radiation and all that. I know that.
Yeah.
But I just thought it was a good discussion between the two of them and the way they handled it. I thought it was very good.
Too. I thought so, too. I thought those were really great script writers, whoever wrote those scenes, and then they performed them very well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, she's not even far along enough yet to even see a heartbeat, I don't think. So, I mean, basically your first hurdle is, because you can have all the symptoms of pregnancy, and it's, you know, it's a shame when, I've talked to women who saw there was no heartbeat at all, usually at 9 weeks, and they're just devastated because they feel pregnant. You know, it's very sad. Yeah. It's
well, and I would think if the radiation's going to do any damage, it's going to cause, it would probably damage chromosome development, That's why I think in that situation, if it really, truly is seriously damaged, that nature usually, not always, but usually nature realizes that there's something wrong and they have a miscarriage. Mm-hmm. So I don't know. I don't know. But, I mean, then you have to think, what if the baby's perfect and it's our baby and we want it, and then we go ahead and have an abortion? Well, that, you know what I mean? So I don't know. I just think it, like you said, Marianne, I think it was very sensitive and intelligent and full of, it was a very deep, I think they covered it with a lot of depth and not just, just like that, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And
they both performed it well.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. And then someone who put his two cents in, who was not sensitive at all, was EJ.
EJ.
Yeah. He basically just learned about the baby and already wants the baby to be aborted. And it's like, I mean, good Lord. Like you said, they can't even check for a heartbeat yet. I mean, you know, and Johnny brought up the point, like, you know, like there aren't too many, you know, perfect Demiras out there either.
Yeah,
that's true. Right. Yeah.
that was a great.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, that was. Yeah, Johnny actually called his mom on Mother's Day, so that was nice.
Yep, but didn't tell Sammy.
Oh, jeez, no. That was one of his parts. He's as bad as Paulina.
Yeah.
Because he said she'd be on the first plane out of wherever. Yeah. They did mention Sydney, too.
Like, I can't deal with Hurricane Sammy Brady.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Even Chanel. Yeah, Chanel said that. Yeah.
Yep. Well, that's what drives me nuts, too, about the teen scene and with Holly and Tate and everything. Like, we could have had Sydney DeMira.
Yes.
And then we would have to Nicole would have to deal with how the kidnapping and that she did. It was didn't have that much of a reckoning for it.
You know, and Sydney and Holly could go at it as, like, you know, stepsisters or whatever.
Yeah.
You know, not get along.
Yeah.
Kind of like,
you
remember Cassie and Belle? Do you remember Cassie and Belle back in the day?
Oh,
when they
when
they thought Tony and Marlena and Tony were the parents?
Parents.
Yeah. Oh, speaking of Cassie and Alexis Thorpe, she left a comment on Facebook on one of the things that Wenteo said about, you know, leaving or whatever, because he posted it on his Facebook page, too.
Oh.
And she said, "Oh, I always hoped that I could work with you again. You were one of my very favorites."
Aww.
So she left a nice comment. Yeah. So, yeah, we're still waiting for Cassie to come back.
Yeah. Awful long book.
Yeah. Yeah. So, yeah. Because I haven't really heard from her. I don't even know what she's doing. Is she still in acting, I guess? I don't know. Don't really hear.
Mm. Well, considering Rex has been back a few times, I don't know why we can't have Kathy. Mm-hmm. Or at mm-hmm. least a mention of her. And I still think they need to bring back Sydney, though.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. We haven't seen Sydney since she was, like, a baby. Mm. So. Okay.
We've never seen Noah. I want to see Noah.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's true.
No.
Oh, so we had our Marsha Brady moment when Sophia got hit in the face with a football right before prom. Oh, my God.
So she made Tate take her to the prom.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then Holly is going to go with Aaron, and then Holly, Nicole, and EJ went to the bistro, which cracks me up that apparently that and the pub are the only two restaurants in town. And Holly assumes, which I assumed too, that she was allowed to go to the prom, and Nicole said, hell no, mm-hmm. and Holly flips out at the bistro on her mother.
Jeez.
And then she said, oh, Holly can go next year, but she's just a junior this year. And I'm like, oh, my gosh, I can't imagine the actor playing Tate only being a junior.
Yeah, no.
When he's
they're only juniors.
When he's engaged or
six,
yeah, when
17,
he's engaged
maybe.
In real life.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, oh God.
Yeah, he looks
so,
old. Now, she looks. She's probably older too, but she kind of looks like she'd be 17.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know, but yeah, but he doesn't. He definitely. Now the other
no.
Tate did. He looked young.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mhm.
Oh, boy. So we have another year of the teen scene. Oh, and they were even taking shots about the last blast.
Yep.
Bruce. Oh, yeah, they were making, yes.
I guess Stefan's going to help.
Ava and Harris.
Ava and Harris. Oh, and speaking of Stefan, Xander figures out that Stefan was the one who set him up for Harris's shooting.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he tricked him into saying the amount, like $50,000.
Yeah.
I didn't say that. How did you? I didn't mention the amount. Yeah.
I own the paper, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, but nothing's going to come of it, though. I mean, yeah. No one's going to charge Stefan, and Harris is still alive. And
yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But if I were Xander, I'd be pissed.
I'd be totally pissed. Oh, and thank goodness Marianne pointed it out with about the promo. There's actually a live baby on the show next week.
Yes.
Yeah, I think there's two.
What? There's two?
Yeah,
oh
they cast Eric and Sloan's kid and Victoria.
Wow.
Oh, they're
good.
Oh, I didn't see Eric and Sloan's kid.
Yeah.
On the was it on the promo?
Oh, I don't think it's on the promo, but I heard they cast them.
Oh,
wow.
So that's coming up. Yeah, well, that on the promo, that is, you know, he's, I would say, what, a little about, what, 5 months maybe?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of, looks like, yeah. So.
Yeah, Xander's can propose with Victoria next week.
Mm-hmm.
And it's cute, but at the same time, too, I don't know. I just think the engagement's a little bit drama-free.
Yeah, but how long is that happiness going to last, you know? off and on. They've been pretty happy for too long right now.
Yeah, but, you know, but they've never talked about remarrying or anything like that. I mean, I'm sure she'll say yes, but I don't know. I guess I didn't see it coming. It seemed like it was kind of out of the blue.
She's gotten a little better. She's not as, like, whiny as she used to be. She's gotten better. It's kind of like when she first came on the show with Eric, right? Because really she was with Eric first. Rex. Yes.
Oh.
That's how she came on with Rex.
Am I the only one who's grossed out with Kristen and Alex?
Oh, no, you're not.
They're awful.
They're awful.
Quickly fast forward material.
Alex, I thought he was, like, wising up, and he's just...
dumb.
Yeah.
And if she gets pregnant by him, I'm gonna
Well, she's no better, but yeah. But, no, I don't like that. So does he want to be with Teresa? No, I don't think so. Does he? I guess they're, are they trying to make them a couple? I can't figure out. Do you think they like, do they just want, I don't know. They're not going to be falling for each other, right? This is just for sex, right?
God, I hope not.
Thinking Christmas is, you know, I don't know.
Yeah, and Tate and Teresa went to Mother's Day brunch, I guess, too, and they were at the bistro. And actually, I think Nicole accused Holly of kind of planning the whole thing, and she's like, of being there with Tate, and she's like, this was EJ's idea.
EJ made the reservation.
She got her on that?
Right.
Yeah. Well, I didn't even make the reservation.
Yeah, and actually, I mean, Teresa's the only one who had a good Mother's Day. Tate did ask her mostly about her love life, and she's like, yeah, I'm the one who broke up with Alex. So, I don't know. I guess I'm kind of rooting for Brady and Teresa, I think.
I always liked them together when it was Jen Lilly, and kind of getting used to, I guess, her as Teresa. But, yeah.
I like her as Gwen.
I do too.
Gwen.
Yeah, and I do like Jen Lilly. I liked her as Teresa. But, yeah, Brady's got to find somebody.
And who knows, maybe they're going to go back with Kristen.
He's standing his ground. I'm proud of you, Brady, but he gives in. So, well, no, I'm waiting for it.
I just don't want to see Brady and Kristen again. I just
don't want that at all.
I just...
Yeah.
No, and I did like the way Teresa and Brady came together for their son's benefit. They actually acted like they had... common decency and common sense, and like
adults. They
were like almost normal. They were almost normal people. It was wild. And Brady actually acted like he had a brain in his head some of the time.
Right.
Yeah,
that's right. And the thing is, too, I don't think Stacey does as good as a job as Kristen as Eileen did. But Eileen... she knew to sometimes show Kristen as being vulnerable.
Yeah.
And I think Stacey's just playing Kristen just way too batshit crazy all the time.
Yeah.
And it's not, you don't get any sympathy for her.
Yeah. I like her as Susan, though.
Oh, yeah, she's pretty good, Susan.
Yeah, she is.
I have to give EJ credit. He talked about Susan a lot on Friday's episode.
Yeah, I was going to say EJ mentioned Susan a couple for Mother's Day. Yeah, he was talking to her. He called her.
She'll strike me down if I don't.
Yes, I better call her.
Oh, with all that being said, you know, happy Mother's Day to all you guys.
Yeah,
and
happy
all the,
Mother's Day.
Oh, yeah.
The Mother's Day, the
Mother's
grandmothers,
Day.
The aunts, the cat moms, the dog moms.
Yeah, cat and dog
cool
moms.
The cool aunts. Yeah.
Yeah.
Everybody who's mothering, even if you mother plants, I'm very attached to my plants.
Aww.
So.
Yes. I definitely wanted to wish all of you a happy Mother's Day for whatever things you mother, or humans or otherwise.
Yeah, or four-legged children.
Yep.
Yep. All right. Okay, so Marianne, do you want to repeat again the information of the upcoming interview with Tao, when that is going to be again?
Yeah, it's going to be Monday the 20th at 8 p.m., that's Eastern time, which would be 5 p.m. Pacific time, L.A. time, so depending on, I think Anna's time would be, what, 7 p.m. at Central time. Yeah.
Okay.
So,
yeah, it's going to be a live call-in show, so if you want to call in and talk to Tao. The guest call-in number is 914-338-1239. We'll be call screening, too, so don't be surprised if someone asks you for your name. But,
and don't be shy.
Yeah.
And I'm glad you said something about the time again, because I had put it in as 6 p.m. Central, so thank you.
I won't say he doesn't bite. He does once in a while.
Yeah.
You know, but most of the time, no, he's fine. So
he behaves himself.
Yeah. Sometimes, but yes.
Sometimes, yes.
Yeah. Yeah. So.
All right, ladies. Anybody else to say? Go ahead.
Nope.
Yeah.
All right. Have a good one, everybody. Enjoy your
day. Happy Mom's Day.
Oh, yeah. Happy Mother's
Day.
Good
night.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Night.